Elissa Walker Campbell, we're back in hour number two of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The Major League Baseball conversation continues with former Los Angeles Dodger Executive Vice President and General Manager Fred Clair, who is with us tonight. And I promise we're going to talk about his new endeavor here momentarily, but we're kind of giving the rundown, getting the pulse on his Dodgers, the boys in blue. And obviously, we were talking about expectations for the guys and on Clayton Kershaw. But what about some of the new prospects? I mean, who are some of the guys that we should be keeping an eye on in the Dodgers farm system, because it's always near the top in baseball?
Well, they have a number of talented players, Alyssa. I don't know those players in depth as far as all of the talent that they have, but the Dodgers have spent a tremendous amount of time, effort, and money in signing players from the international field. And so they have invested heavily there. And I can only go as far as really having any sort of indication by publications such as Baseball America and others, where they have their people looking at the players in the minor leagues. I think the Dodgers farm system is ranked, if not number one, it's certainly within the top 3 to 5. So I think the talent of the organization is very good, because there's very definitely an emphasis on developing their own players. And, of course, with their young shortstop starting on opening day, and so they have committed to him. And there are other players. Jock Peterson, their center fielder, got off to a good start last year, very good start, struggled in the second half. So I know they hold high expectations for him. And so they've got a couple of young guys from their own system that they look for the future, because the rest of the starting lineup at this time is not of that same stage as far as players really breaking into the major leagues for the first time. But the depth is there. From everything that I hear from people in the game, and from what I see in the various publications, without knowing these players in any sort of depth, I know that they are very, very pleased with their direction.
Hey, we are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We would love to hear from you. Join us on Twitter at eRadio Sports, and you can always go back and listen to this amazing interview with the former Los Angeles Dodgers Executive Vice President and General Manager. He is now the founder and partner at Scoutables.com. Of course, we're talking with Fred Clair. Go to PodcastArena.com. Click on our YSR tab. One more quick question before we transition our conversation. Why, Fred, have the Dodgers lacked championships over so many years? I mean, you were part of the Dodgers front office for, what, 30 years? Why have, you know, they've invested so much. Why has it been so difficult to secure that title?
Well, I think, listen, that's the excellent question. It has been far too long since the World Series championship. Obviously, that's the prize that you are always seeking, and in my view, there was never a second place. You either win the World Series or you fail to meet your expectations. That's the demand that has always been there, and the goal that's always been there for the Dodgers. But it's a, you know, I think the to one extent, it's somewhat reflective of the health of the game. When you see a team like Kansas City with young players and having been through really difficult seasons, putting everything together to emerge as a contending team, mm-hmm. You see that also in the National League, certainly in Pittsburgh and in Houston. Teams that went through terrible, terrible periods of time as far as wins and losses. So when you look at the Dodgers, and it's an interesting thing to analyze. You have a team that in recent years has been there in contention, has been there in the playoffs. And so when the failure to win or to advance to the World Series and win the World Series, that's cast upon as, in the eyes of many, as a failure. And even though I say there's only one success, the only success is winning the World's Championship, you certainly don't want to take the view that anything less than that is a failure, because that's not fair to the players and that's not fair to the organization. So it takes a special season, Alyssa.
We are quickly running out of time, but we want you to get us up to date on your new project and endeavor. You're the founder and partner at Scoutables.com. Tell us about it, Fred.
Well, Alyssa, we're very excited about it. Our company is Scoutables, and it's you can go to Scoutables.com, and you will see what I believe is the best of analytics that is offered on Major League Baseball. Now, the most exciting thing, when one goes to Scoutables this year, they can pull up each and every Major League player. You will see the results from the 2015 season. But here's what I want the fans to be aware of. Next week, we're looking to Friday of next week, we will have the 2016 data that will be there with newly designed, new graphics, the best in the analytics that Major League Baseball teams themselves use. And this is updated, Alyssa, on a daily basis. So each and every day during the season, the fan watching the game on television, the fan at the ballpark, the fan who's picking his fantasy team, who whatever his interest may be in the teams and in the players, he will get, Alyssa, he, she will receive on Scoutables.com the same type of information that Major League teams use in their assessment of players and how they promote players, on how they trade players, on who fits into the starting lineup, each and everything. The game has never been driven more by analytics than it is today. It is remarkable. And my partner, Ari Kaplan, Ari and I are the co-founders of Scoutables. Company was previously named Ari Ball. We've partnered with some great, great people in the world of technology and design. And so come Friday the 15th, one goes to Scoutables.com. You will be able to see the best of baseball analytics, and you will be able to see that updated each and every day of the season. So we're excited about it, as you can tell. I think it's quite remarkable information. We've got great support. One of the key executives with IBM, Watson, has invested with us and is helping to guide us. And a former Dodger pitcher who knows something about pitching, Oral Hershiser, is also an advisor for us. So we've got a great group of people.
And I've had an opportunity to check out the website, and it is impressive. Founder and partner at Scoutables.com, Fred Clare, and of course has an impressive resume, former Los Angeles Dodger, executive vice president, and general manager, and always one of our favorites when he joins us on the Big E Sports Show. Thank you so much, Mr. Fred Clare, okay?
Well, it's great to be with you, and look forward to talking later in the season, and we'll talk more about what the fans will be seen and able to enjoy with our analytics on our company.
You can count on it. Much more straight ahead right here in the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR.